And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and once again, you're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, where we live, where we learn, and have a little fun along the way. Log on for more at seniorradiobuffalo.com. And listen to today's guests, because we always give you news you can use. And this morning, the Bednarczyks are back from Andrews Estate Service. Now, if you've ever used their services, you're nodding your head going, these people were a lifesaver, because these are the folks who will come in, take a look at your house, go room by room if necessary, and help you liquidate it, get ready to move to a different location, do what you need done. And this morning in studio, we have Joe Sr. and Joe Jr., the people you will be working with directly, Joe. We're not going to talk about who you folks are and then they get somebody else at the house, right?
That is correct. You get the real deal, mm-hmm. us. And actually, when our clients, who are potential clients, call us on the phone, and I'll speak with them for a half hour, an hour, then they will ask, are you coming for the consultation
of it?
And I'll say, yes, you'll mm-hmm. have me. You have the real deal.
Right.
Because apparently from what we've heard from a lot of our seniors, you know, they'll talk to one person, no matter what company it is for whatever reason, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden somebody else shows up and they don't know who they are.
Right.
So then that I'm actually surprised to hear, but
yes.
No, you're getting us.
Well, yeah, and then you open the door and you're like, who's coming mm-hmm. into my house looking at my most personal stuff? I don't know this person.
Correct.
Right. That's mm-hmm. not going to happen with Andrews Estate Service.
No,
not going to
no.
happen.
Correct.
Joe Jr., tell me how long you guys have been in this business and how you got started. I think it's fascinating.
Well, yes, it actually started the year I was born, so in 1986, and my parents, they were teachers. And during the summer, they, of course, they weren't getting the paychecks first mm-hmm. from teaching. So my father and my grandfather, from my mother's father, they would go to garage sales and do toy shows. So my father saw the need for this, where we could, you know, help people back then,
yeah.
you know, liquidate their estates and the belongings of their house.
Fantastic. And you've been doing it successfully ever since.
That is correct.
All right. If you already want their phone number, 873-7440. You can even get, you know, to call the number, get some great questions answered. 873-7440 or log on to AES86.com. And you're going to learn all about this company and why you're going to want them to help you make this transition in your life. We started our last couple of segments getting questions from the internet. It's been great. People have logged on to seniorradiobuffalo.com. And then under the contact us, we've gotten questions for you folks. So what do you say we go over some questions this morning?
Excellent.
Okay. Listen, one thing I know people are super close to are their pets. This is a question from Jean in Tonawanda. She says, my aunt loved cats. Her house is filled with cat-related collectibles. Are these sellable?
Yes. We briefly talked about this last week. And we have more than often lately run into a lot of potential collectible, both cat, dog, different related animal-related products. And we can sell some of them. If they are collectible, let's say you have a Lalique piece, we can sell them for more, a lot more than anybody else can. But a majority of the time we found that it's best to donate those. Instead of running them through an auction or trying to sell them at an estate sale, we found that we'll go to the SPCA. And the Petique, Patty over there at the Petique, she loves us because she's always saying that we bring in nice, clean collectibles.
Mm-hmm.
If anything's damaged or chipped or broken or dirty, we'll throw that out. Mm-hmm. We dispose of that. But anything else, we'll bring it over there. We love donating to the SPCA. And we actually started doing that a few years ago because one of our clients, she had passed away and the family was out of town. So we took it upon ourselves. She was loaded with kitty cat items. So we took it upon ourselves to try to find a different venue for it. So we brought those over to the SPCA. That's when they were over on Ensminger.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved them then. And
right.
ever since then,
we've
been
doing
that.
Now.
They have a lot more room now.
That
Petique is twice the size.
That's fantastic.
When we pull up with the truck in front to offload the items we're bringing in, they get so excited because they always reassure us, like, oh, thank you for bringing these in. Essentially, when we bring them in, they sell very quickly. They're like hotcakes.
Sure.
So
sure.
That hopefully that is reassuring to our listeners out there.
Yes.
That their cherished items for their furry mm-hmm. friends, they're going to be sought after and taken very quickly.
Right, and used by another lovely mm-hmm. little furry
Absolutely.
Friend.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes.
That means a lot to people.
Very much so.
That you would care enough to care about the things that were dear to them.
Yes.
You know, and that's what this is all about. And this is the personal service you're going to get with Andrew's Estate Service. And once again, their number is 873-7440, 873-7440, or do log on at aes86.com. And, you know, we've talked about this before. When the time comes to move, a lot of people say, hey, you know, we're just going to put it in a storage container for a while before we make decisions. When you think about the cost of storage containers and the time, when you know, Joe, time truly is money. If you're going to do that and you're going to leave something in a storage container for a long period of time, because it ends up always being longer than you think, this adds up and this takes away from the value of the estate.
We've had some clients who have had their items in storage upwards of 25 years.
Oh, wow.
And believe it or not, they have spent thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars doing that. I always tell our potential clients, that's great if you have bars of gold because it's always going to go up in value.
Right.
But for the most part, 99% of the time, when it's in that storage unit, especially an outdoor unit, for more than a year, you wind up having to get dumpsters and throw it out.
Right.
But again, people have to feel comfortable with what they're doing. But we've always said, if you have to do it for maybe a month or two, get an indoor unit that's climate controlled, because we've seen things rot out within 3 months, no matter what pest control they use. And they're all the storage unit companies are great, but the bottom line is it's throwaway money, because sometimes family members won't find out until, God forbid, that their mother or father or grandparents go into a nursing home, the credit card expires, and then they find out, oh, I didn't know my mother had a storage unit.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go over there, and we've gone there many times. You open it up, and there's a bag of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll open it up, there's a table with a broken TV on it.
Yeah.
And they've spent thousands of dollars just
saving that.
Right.
Right?
Yeah,
so this is what we're talking about. Andrew's Estate Service can help with all of that. If when you're ready, believe me, they're ready. They can go from house to apartment. They can go room to room. They can help you clean out the attic, help you clean out the basement, and then get the good stuff resold for you or find a way to distribute it and get it out of there. Once again, their number is 873-7440, 873-7440, and you're listening to them on Senior Radio Buffalo. Folks, are you ready for another phone call? Not a phone call. It's an email question. We're past the age of phone calls.
Yes.
All right. Email question from Paul in West Seneca. My mother passed away and had a moderate amount of jewelry. The grandchildren have taken what they wanted, which was only a few pieces that they really didn't want, but they took them because Grandma wanted them to have something to remember her by. How does your company handle selling jewelry?
Well, that's a great question. It's a long question, and we hear that a lot. My children or my grandchildren don't want my jewelry.
They don't want it.
And that I'm surprised, because, again, that's something in the old days, everybody wanted the jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first thing that would be taken out of a house when somebody passed away, or the first thing that they would take if mom or dad or grandma or grandpa are downsizing or moving. But today we're hearing quite often, I think the one part you alluded to was that they really didn't want it, but they took it.
Right.
It's like, well, grandma wanted it, me to have it,
right,
so I'll take it, but I really don't want it. But we do sell a lot of jewelry, both costume jewelry, antique, and vintage jewelry. We've been getting more and more of that over the last year to 2 years. We've actually hired someone to help us sell that online. We have found that we can sell your jewelry for more, a lot more, when we sell it online versus looking for local dealers to buy it from us, whether it's at sales, direct sales, or whether it's at an estate sale.
Wonderful.
Or running it through auction. So we do a lot online now, especially with jewelry. There's no doubt about that.
We are speaking with Joe Sr. and Joe Jr. Budnarczyk, who are Andrew's Estate Service, all right? This is the group, this is the family, basically, that will come in and work with you when these very sensitive things come up. I mean, you're selling household treasures, so to speak. You're trying to move people on from one maybe it's a location to another location. Maybe it's downsizing. Maybe it's liquidating. And people will have different relationships with things. But you know this, and you can you really work well with your clients to keep them happy with where their things end up, whether it's being sold, whether it's being given away or donated. And that's very important to you, that they're that they move at their speed and they're happy with the disposition of things.
No, absolutely, and that's where something that's become even more common, where people are still living in their home and that they want to make sure they don't have to leave it to their children or take care of it at a future point. They want to be proactive, which is excellent.
Right.
Because that's where, again, as we mentioned many times, you know, start small, give us a call. We can help you. We will work with you. And if you only want us to come in once a month, we can do that. Once a week, we have had clients that would come in, work with their schedule. And you know, we don't want our clients to rework their doctor's appointments because that's very important. That's priority. But we will work with you if it's just one day a week within this time span. We will do that.
You will work with the folks, whether it's the seniors in the house. You folks have a wonderful way with people. May I say you have more patience than I'm sure some other family members have had doing this. This is your profession. You know what you're doing.
We've been told that many times, that we're very patient. And I do believe our caregiving experience with my parents, Joe's grandparents, has aided us. We didn't know it while we were going. I always say when we were in the soup, we didn't, you know, looking at the other vegetables, we didn't realize how taking care of our parents for almost, you know, 25 years, it was 20 plus years, that would help us in our business. But it has helped us tremendously. Going back to what you had mentioned about them, you know, us selling items for them, they want the disposition of the items more so than the money these days.
I agree.
They're looking to have a good home for their items versus how much they're going to make for it.
And you folks get that. Joe and Joe Budnarczyk from Andrews Estate Service, 873-7440, AES86.com. I'm Linda Pellegrino. Thanks for listening to Senior Radio Buffalo right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at AES86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.